Hello and welcome. It's hour number four of the Ben Maller radio program, and we have a family feud, kind of. It involves Tom Brady, and what stands out about Tom Brady's papa, his daddy-o, calling into a radio station in Boston to talk trash on the Patriots. We will get into that. Also, Balderdash, the Coop Scoop on entertainment, and a whole lot more. It's coming your way right now. Here it is, hour number four. Have a great weekend. Father knows best, apparently, or maybe it's just a dad joke. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we get behind the wheel, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from deep inside the magic radio box, the Fox Sports Radio studios. Good to have you along, and it's a football hour. Our lead coming from the Brady Bunch. Not necessarily Tom Brady. Tom Brady keeps shimmying his way into the sporting news in our little world here. Even when he doesn't actually say anything. In this case, it's a tale of his father picking up the slack. Tom Brady Sr., the old man, randomly called in to Boston Sports Radio to yappity yap about how excited he is about his son leading the Buccaneers traveling party back to Foxborough for a Week 4 matchup with the Patriots. The old guy called in to 98.5, the Sports Hub, to yap with Solak and Bertrand. And by the way, this show carried on the Sports Hub, the home of the Ben Maller Show there in Boston. So if you didn't hear it, let me just kind of set this up. I'm going to play some audio for you. Maybe you missed it. As Warner Wolf would say, let's go to the audio tape. Here's Tom Brady Sr., the old man. This is Brady's pops calling into the radio show and talking about salivating.
I saw the schedule come out last night, and I started salivating when I saw that we play the Patriots in the fourth game of the season, and that we're coming up here to make our record 4-0 after the fourth game. So wow. It's a pretty fun time.
There you go. Take that. We're going to go 4-0. My kid, every game we're going to win. But wait, there's more. He also tried to walk back a little bit the initial comment, Tom Brady Sr., by talking about how much he loves Boston and the Brady family loves Boston. But then he tossed in another jab and talked about how Tampa Bay is going to win in a rat kill, essentially.
Coming back home to Boston, you know, it's our second home here. And the Patriots are our second favorite team. It's a game where we get to root for against nobody. We get to root for the Patriots, but our most favorite team, of course, is the Buccaneers. And so we expect to beat the Patriots rather handily, frankly.
Yeah, rather handily. Take that. Okay, what do you expect the dad to say? So let us discuss. Now, people are making a big deal out of this. It's the old tempest in a teapot. So the question, what stands out about Tom Brady Sr.'s trash talk? There was more, but we have time restraints here. What stands out about Tom Brady's old man's trash talk on the Bucs-Patriots matchup in Week 4 of the NFL season? So I've got telemarketing, nuclear codes, and penalty box. And we will combine all of these things together into an adequate Maller monologue. Now, to kick off, the first thing that struck me was the randomness of this. We're not talking about something that was planned, at least if what we're being told is true. This was an impromptu situation that the radio guys on the Sports Hub, Zolak and Bertrand, were merely doing your standard radio show, which everyone's been doing this week, micro-analyzing. In the case, they're on the Patriots station, so they're micro-analyzing the Patriots schedule and hyping up the return of Tom Brady. Picture, if you will, though, a world where Tom Brady Sr. is randomly listening to this chatter and out of the blue, unsolicited, ring, ring. Hey, it's Tom Brady Sr. It's Tom from California. Can I get on the air? Yeah. That's apparently how this went down, right? Apparently it happened like any anybody else just calling in like a dime a dozen telemarketing scammer. You know, the patriarch of the Brady family is cold calling Boston Sports Talk Radio. Yeah. Hey, Tom in California, hijacking the phone lines to sing the praises of his kid, as you would expect. I think, though, I have a conspiracy. I think he's got the inside line. Because I know he's been on there before, so I bet you Tom Brady Sr. has the warm line, as we call it, the hotline. Otherwise, he hit the jackpot, because it's pretty hard to get through. It's pretty hard once you get through, you stay on hold and all that. Now, furthermore, I would like to give Tom Brady's old man a gold star and a thumbs up, right? Those of us who work in sports radio need to keep the ship moving. And we need all the customers we can get to come into our store. Good job by him listening. The haters are going to hate, right? Ripping pops. He's a helicopter parent. He's an old man now. He should let his kids live their lives. We imagine that someone from the TB12 clan is consistently monitoring the Sports Talk airwaves 24/7. They're listening right now. How you doing? Welcome. Around-the-clock audio surveillance of the sporting conversation. At these comments about Tom Brady Sr. salivating for the Patriots, they're obviously not a surprise. We know it's personal. Every man, woman, and child is aware of the stakes when the Patriots and Buccaneers get together. That's why it's the most expensive, most valuable real estate of the NFL regular season. But it's not like Tom Brady Sr. was giving out the nuclear codes. He actually caught himself, right? Because he was about to say, rooting against the Patriots, but he didn't want to say that. So instead, we're just rooting for the Bucs. We're not rooting against anyone. Yeah, right. Come on, you're the artist of the hot take, right? And this is not your first rodeo. Remember back in January, way back in January, Tom Brady's old man took a verbal haymaker, just like that Rocky fan took a punch from the Padre fan, that video that's gone viral this week. Well, back in January, Tom Brady Sr. tossed a punch at Belichick, saying he's on a little bit of a hot seat. Ooh, shots fired. All right, last thing on this. So over the last news cycle, the sports news cycle, we have heard this assertion that Tom Brady Sr. will regret this is now bulletin board material, and how could he have done this? It's classless. He should just shut up, stay in your lane, all of these type things. It's going to hurt the Buccaneers. It's going to hurt his kid. Now, I'm going to stop right there. Okay, I'm going to call timeout. This is one of my pet peeves, and I'm good for at least one or two of these monologues a year, and this is not it. This is not it, but let's speak mano a mano here, face to face, or in my case, mouth to ear. I say let the man speak. They're just words. People overreact to the trash talk. I can't believe it. Oh, how dare you? Oh, my God. The Buccaneers, they have a target on their backs. It has nothing to do with Tom Brady Sr. It is a direct result of the fact they actually won. Okay, they won. And if you're thinking, oh, no, it's because of the old man. No, go to the penalty box. You're eating manure is what you're doing. Tampa Bay has gone from the hunter to the hunted, which is always the problem, right? It's always the problem. And Tom Brady doesn't have a problem coming back and playing well most years, but that doesn't mean these other guys in the Buccaneers are going to be in lockstep with that. And it's all a direct relation to what happened in February. The other thing that's a pet peeve of mine about this issue, the trash talk, it is only brought up after the fact when the desired outcome happens. Meaning, if the Patriots were to beat the Buccaneers in week 4, then the told-you-so guy will crawl out behind the refrigerator like a cockroach. Told you so. Told you. It's because of the trash talk. Now, if the Buccaneers were to beat the Patriots, and we imagine they'll be favored in that game, then not even a peep. Not even, you could hear crickets. That's all you can hear. I mean, it's like, you think the Cowboys, the Bucs open up with the Cowboys, they play the Falcons, and they've got the Rams. You think those teams are going to be like, well, you know, we weren't really going to try to beat Tampa Bay, but since Tom Brady Sr. disrespected us and said the Buccaneers were going to be 3-0 and then go to 4-0, and slow your roll, right? The issue is not Tom Brady Sr. It's having to overcome the winner's curse. That's the issue. I say encore, encore. Give me more trash talk. I need it. I have quarter hours I have to worry about. That's what I'm concerned about. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, we'll take your calls. The lines are open. Is it plausibly a call-in radio show? 877-99 on Fox. We'll try to squeeze in a big old segment with a lot of amazing random phone calls. And in addition to that, if that was not enough for your dancing and dining pleasure, we will also have the Coop Scoop on entertainment. The weekend is right around the corner, and what you need to be watching, what you need to be doing. All right, we'll give you the inside info on all that. We'll get to it, and we will do it next. And that I will obey the orders to peacefully fight back.
I will obey the rules.
Wow.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Got the Coop Scoop on entertainment coming up in a couple of minutes. You imagine leaving $12 million on the table? An NBA player doing that. Spencer Dinwiddie. What a tough name. Boy, he must have gotten picked on. But not anymore because he's a big basketball player with the Brooklyn Nets. And he said it is pretty concrete that he is going to decline a player option for $12.3 million. Why would he do that? Because he'll get a bunch more in free agency. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Unless, of course, he gets hurt in the postseason, then forget about that. Although even then he'd probably get the money. He has more of a chance of getting the money than we talked about Victor Oladipo of the Miami Heat the other day as a comparison. And we will take your calls here. 877-99 on Fox is the number. Wait for my board to be reset. Did you see, Eddie, the trash-talking Ravens defensive back who claimed Marlon Humphrey? Did you see what he had to say, Eddie?
I did
some
not.
Trash talk?
No.
He said this week that when the Ravens were playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, that he could hear, and all the Raven defensive backs could hear Ben Roethlisberger tell the Steeler receivers all the plays. About that? You buy that? You buy that that is a reality?
He said, well, no fans, right? So it was quiet, maybe. I don't know.
But wouldn't that be the case in every single game pretty much, other than a few of them that had fans last year? Most of them did not, right?
Did he say they were the only team he heard, you know, the quarterback calling the plays?
Well, he said, the quote was, and we played the Steelers, he said, I heard Big Ben say something to the wide receivers. I'm listening, I'm like, did he just tell him the play? Did he just tell him the route he's about to run? And he does it again, next play, he said. I couldn't believe it, Marlon Humphrey said. So
In the huddle, or what? Oh, I don't understand. I mean, that's what they do in the huddle. They call the plays. I think at the line of scrimmage.
At the line of scrimmage, you know, he's like audibling and telling the guy, hey, run this or whatever. But that's the way I read it. But there you go. We don't have to worry about that now, right? The fans are back. Except are the fans going to be allowed to go in the in Portland? I guess Oregon's the only state that will, but they don't have the NFL, so we don't really care. We don't care about that. Let's go to the phones, and let's say hello. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's say hi to Hollering James in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hollering James with the Galaxy X5 5000 G unit.
He's so excited about his phone. Now Hollering James. Get right on that. We can't hear you, James. You got to get right on that receiver, Hollering James. Now, you're very proud of your phone. Don't break the phone. Do not use the phone like a basketball and try to dribble it, okay?
No baseballs in this league.
That's right.
Only tennis balls. They're soft.
Soft and squishy.
You're a dirty old man, Ben.
How dare you. How dare you, Jim. How can we help you, buddy? Hollerin' James, a show legend, the man that won a game show fast asleep. You realize that I've been in radio a long time, Hollerin' James, and you were part of the single greatest game show moment. I played ridiculous cheeseball game shows for a long time, and you had the single greatest moment.
What was it? Refresh my memory.
Okay, so we were playing the game.
Is a good reason
Eddie,
why you
go ahead, Eddie. Yeah,
no, it's a good reason why you wouldn't remember it, Hollerin' James, because you were sleeping.
Yeah, yeah. And we when you
is that one of the seven dwarfs?
What do you say?
Something about seven dwarfs sleepy or something?
298.
I don't know.
Yeah, James, you got. I mean, you're on speakerphone. You're big timing the show, Hollerin' James. I mean, come on, man. How dare you?
I'm sorry. I have to be asking your phone. It don't work any other way.
The phone doesn't work any other way? Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, we love you, James. We got to move on. But we're big fans, Hollerin' James. All right. Thank you. Let's go to Ted, who's in Illinois. What's going on, Ted? Top of the morning to you.
Hey, Ben. What's up, man?
What's going on? Stay away from Doc Mike. I hope you're in the southern part of Illinois, not the northern part.
I'm in the central, so okay, I'm up good. 3 hours away from Chicago.
Good. You don't have anything to worry about. I think you're okay.
I'm pretty sure I'm okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I got you.
I've been a big fan of the show for about 5 years now. I work in a factory, and I usually get off about 1 o'clock Central Time. By the time you guys get on the air, huge fan of the show. Two moments I thought was the greatest moments in sports talk radio ever. One was when the disgruntled KFC owner accused you of stealing promotional signs.
Oh, when I was in high school. Yes, I remember that. Yeah, the guy said that I went in there and stole stuff when I was in high school in Orange County.
Yes.
And he said he was the – yes, that was – I remember that guy. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, I love the idea that, like, for, like, 20-some-odd years, like, he, like, tracked you down, like, pinpointed you.
Yes,
and like,
yes. Imagine having that in the back of your head. Imagine you know, living your life, and somewhere in your brain, you've got that. I mean, my goodness.
Yes, yes.
Right, What was the other moment? What was the other one?
During the pandemic, the vending machine draft.
Oh, yes, the vending machine draft. Great moments in sports talk radio. That was a huge success. People wanted us to do it again this year, but it's just not the same. You know, it's one of those things. It was an organic thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't redo
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, during a time that we didn't have no sports at all, the vending machine draft kept us aboard.
Yeah,
who
it was
won?
Great. I mean, Mel Kiper was sending a draft guide on Fritos. It was amazing.
on Fritos.
Yes, exactly. Will the chili cheese Fritos be drafted? Stay tuned. Hey, listen, thanks for the support, Ted. I appreciate it. Tell a friend at the factory there. Tell your guys that are working the late night there that we're on when you get done with the work, all right?
Absolutely, Ben. Love you.
All right. Thank you, buddy. All right, there you go. The great Ted. Big fan there in Illinois. Let's say hello, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Bring it home, Jerome, in Kansas City. And hello, Jerome. If I was any better, I'd be a Royal, but not a Kansas City Royal, because they cannot get out of their own way.
Ben, Eddie, Hoop, anti-cheaper, who likes to hang up on Raider haters. How you guys doing tonight?
That's right. Your last call was rudely interrupted by Roberto over there, the bully, the phone bully.
I guess that's what you get when you give the wrong guys power. But listen, Ben, I heard on Fesco yesterday, and I don't want to divulge any information that you don't want divulged. Do you have travel plans coming up soon?
Do I have travel plans? Well, I did have some travel plans, but not anymore. My plans have actually been changed, unfortunately. But I was supposed to go somewhere, but I'm not. As of this hour, I'm not going anywhere, Jerome. That In fact, I did that hit with Bob Fesco on his morning show on 610, and then a few hours later, I found out that my plans had changed. So, yes.
Okay, good to know. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't need to touch base with you for that. Hey, but yeah. I do have travel plans coming up. As I had shared with you guys, I'm soon to be touching down in your neck of the woods.
Oh.
This will be my first time actually visiting L.A., and so I needed you guys to help me with some of my accommodations.
Okay.
I was able to find a four stab hotel in an area called Tent City. Would you recommend that for me?
Yes. I was going to recommend. Well, when I was a kid, Skid Row in L.A. was contained to about, what was it, like maybe five or six blocks. Now it is the entire Southland. So pretty much anywhere you, as soon as you get off the plane, there will be someone there that will ask you for money. So be prepared. It's interesting. It's an interesting time right now. But I guess the good news is the governor of California is going to give everyone money. So I think everyone will be better.
Well, I had shared with Coop that it doesn't look logistically like I'll be able to bring you guys some Kansas City barbecue. I'll be touching down on that holiday weekend, so I don't think that that'll happen. Hey, but one last thing I wanted to say. I wanted to tell Chris in Houston, I have found that it's better to give your wife Dick and Dayton than it is to give your wife champagne from Doc Mike. That's a true statement.
Oh, is that right? You've heard that. Interesting. Yeah. By the way, bringing home Jerome a... Yeah, a voice in my head was sending me a message, but I don't think I can repeat that, so I want to break the trust. All right, well, safe travels, Jerome. When is that trip again? When is that happening?
I will be there Labor Day weekend. It's Memorial Day actually. Memorial Day weekend. Yeah,
everyone confuses Labor Day and Memorial Day. I do the same thing.
I send Coop my itinerary information. It'd be good to see you guys if it's possible.
All right.
But if
we'll
not,
see if we can figure it out. I mean, every day is different, so we'll see what happens. Thank you there. Bring it home. Bring it home, Jerome. Dominican Mike. I think he's in Arizona. He bounces back and forth between Florida and Arizona. I think he's in
Phoenix. Don't play that, man. I'm not Mexican, man. Don't play that. You know?
that's a bad job by Roberto.
It is. Anyways, I'm actually back in Arizona. I just got back last night. I wanted to tell you, Ben, I'm actually, I usually go to sleep earlier because I'm all jet lagged from the day before. But
yeah.
I went to watch the People's Team 2 days ago. I was in Tampa.
Oh, you saw the Clipper-Raptors game. Yeah, cool.
Who?
That was another Clipper win. Yeah.
I know. I was going to ask you, who's number 40, man? That white guy. He's pretty good, though. Tall white guy.
The tall
number
white 40 guy?
For the Clippers.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about racist. The center, the great Zubats.
Racist.
Is that what it is, man? He was pretty good, though. I mean, it was cool, though, man.
That was a gift. That was a Magic Johnson gift from the Lakers. They gave him away.
Oh, yeah, that was cool, man. But, yeah. I went to the game, and I wanted to call you yesterday, but I got in yesterday, and I was so tired. I couldn't do that, you know, so.
Well, I understand. Your arms were tired from flying all over to,
You know it, brother. You know, I was in Miami the week before, and then Tampa.
Now you're just bragging. Now you're just bragging about travel. You're just shoving it in my face. I mean, you're just bragging.
Well, why not, though? I mean, you guys in Cali can't go anywhere, so why not brag? I mean, shoot, for real.
Where are you going next? Where's your next journey? Where are you headed?
I'm actually going to Colombia in 2 weeks.
Ooh, Colombia. Nice.
Yeah, and then back to Tampa in July. So, yeah. So, anyways.
All right, man.
But it was pretty cool though, seeing the Clippers, though, anyway.
Yeah, that was great. And then you had the NBA basketball there. And back in Toronto. I assume the Raptors will be back in Toronto next year. But who knows?
And you know what, man? If the Clippers win, that would be pretty cool. Because that means I got to see the Clippers win.
Not if. Take the if out. When they win, Dominican Mike, you can say you watched them before they won the championship. And these guys like Koopa Loop and Roberto and Eddie need a therapy dog because they'll be so upset.
Watch your history. Anyways, have a good night, Ben. I'm not going to take much of your time. So, all right.
Thank you, buddy. All right, there he goes. The great Dominican Mike checking in.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben, did you see there is a new leader of the Pac-12 conference? His name is George Klavkoff.
I like that you question said that mark? With a question mark. I've never heard of the guy either. He was in the casino business or something
he
like that?
He was the
right?
president of entertainment and sports for MGM Resorts International.
That sounds like the casino business to me.
I mean, what else does MGM do, I guess?
Well, they do entertainment stuff. But I don't know anything about this guy. I saw some quotes, which I liked, that he seems like the opposite of the last guy that was more concerned
Larry
about
Scott.
Tennis and volleyball, Larry Scott. Yeah. Like, this guy pretty much just came out and said, I saw some quotes, he's like, listen, we need to win in football and basketball. I mean, pretty much said it. Like, I mean, but Larry Scott was like always dancing around it like he didn't really care. You know, I was like, it wasn't that big a deal and all that. Like, this guy's like, hey, we're an embarrassment pretty much. I mean, that's the way I read it. Like, this is embarrassing.
Well, you know,
all these other conferences kick our ass.
You know how it is. You're going to pump up whatever it is you're good at. And the Pac-12 loves to call itself the Conference of Champions because they do win like all of those other minor sports, like, you know.
Yeah. But like the Brian Finley sports that he does the play-by-play for.
Beach volleyball. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, pretty good in baseball and stuff like that.
No, but you gotta go and not be afraid of the Southeastern Conference and these other conferences that kick your tail. The ACC now with Clemson's been a big-time player and all that. So, you know, I don't know how much you can really change as the commissioner, per se, but at least making that a point of emphasis is a start, right? So, I mean, he was very loud and clear and with what this guy said. He said a number of years it's been since the Pac-12 has won a football or men's basketball championship. We're going to do everything we can at the conference level to fix that. He said, I want to be clear. We know where the bread is buttered. Oh, I like that. We're focused on revenue sports and winning in men's basketball and football. That's good. Now you actually got to do it. That's the hard part. Say it, but now you got to actually do it. Good luck. All right, it's Ben Maller's show on Fox as we press on and on. I don't see Marcel, so I guess no food picks, but we do have the Coop Scoop on. I don't know. I guess he can't get in. The Coop Scoop on entertainment.
Let's
hooray for
play
a holiday.
Food picks.
No, we don't have Marcel. We can't play food picks. He's not there. I'm going to go oodles for noodles, but here's Coop-a-loop. Get you caught up on everything.
All right.
Entertainment.
All right, Ben, we're going to start off with some entertainment news.
Yeah.
Today, they released a teaser trailer and some release info for the Friends reunion special. That is going to premiere on May 27th. And it's not... So what everybody has been wanting for years and years since Friends went off the air, I think back in 2010, so like 11 years ago, they've been wanting kind of like a sequel or some sort of, you know, movie or something.
Everyone who grew up with that show wants nostalgia to see everyone back together again, right?
Right. And they're going to get that, but not exactly as like I had hoped. I was a big Friends
fan. They're all going to be on Zoom?
This is why it was delayed because of the pandemic. So, you know, they were finally able to get together and film it, but it's unscripted. So it's not really, it's not really like a new episode. It's kind of just like, hey, we're all back here together. And
so it's not like loosely scripted, like Curb Your Enthusiasm, where they have a theme. It's just, they're just talking.
Yeah. That's kind of what it seems like. So knowing that, I feel like it's going to be kind of disappointing. But there, you know, there's going to be a
now they all there. They get everyone together, right?
Yes,
Swimmer, Perry, LeBlanc, all those guys.
Yes, they are all there, and they are all getting $2.5 million for doing this.
I hope they can pay their bills.
Yes, there will be a slew of guest stars, including David Beckham, Justin Bieber, James Corden, Cindy Crawford, Lady Gaga.
How old was Bieber when that show?
I know, right?
he was even alive, Bieber.
he was alive, but not very old. Yeah. And then, you know, a lot of the other longtime cast members like Elliot Gould and Christina Pickles, Tom Selleck,
Tom Selleck, man. Come
Paul
on.
Rudd?
Yep.
Paul Rudd, right?
Yeah. No, Paul Rudd is not listed there.
Oh, divorce, huh?
I know, right? Reese Witherspoon will be there. She played one of Jennifer Aniston's Rachel's sister.
Was Paul Rudd not invited, or he didn't want to do it?
That's a good question. I don't know. Okay. You would think if he was on it, he would be on this list of names. He is a big name. But Mindy Kaling, yeah, all kinds of people are going to be on this. So that'll be May 27th. Now, moving on to theaters, which are...
Is that on one of those streaming
services? HBO Max, yes. Right. Moving over to theaters, which is, it's picking up. I've been to the movies a couple times now. It's great. But premiering today, Spiral from the Book of Saw. That's the new Saw movie. I think it's kind of like a reboot of sorts. But it's
Chris Rock.
Yes, Chris Rock and Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh. Is this a spinoff of the Book of Mormon? The Book of...
No.
What is it, the Book of...
Oh. Saw. Like, you know, the serial killer with the
puzzles.
Oh, that's
definitely not the Book of Mormon.
Yes, no.
Oh, boy. You're getting Hayes excited. Knock that off. Come on.
Another movie that is...
Oh, my. Lenny in Florida is like, whoa, there's some money right there.
Another movie that is premiering today. This one premieres in theaters and on HBO Max at the same time. It's called Those Who Wish Me Dead, and it is a movie starring Angelina Jolie. And it is also from the maker of the movie Hell or High Water. Do you remember that one?
I do. Chris Pine. Right?
And, yes.
Jeff Bridges?
Yes, Jeff Bridges. Yes, correct. The same maker from that movie, and it's his first movie since that movie. So I think it's been years since that has come out.
Wow.
Yes. And now, so as far as the reviews, it's got like a mediocre score on Metacritic, a 58. But I looked this up, and that average is really dragged down by the one negative review that came in from, like, you know, from the Washington Post. They gave it a 25, but it's also got a 100 score from Richard Roper and the Chicago Sun-Times, 80 from the New York Times. So it's actually getting pretty good reviews. I was reading through some of them. A lot of people saying it's Angelina Jolie's best performance in a decade. So I will definitely be checking that out. That is in theaters and on HBO Max today. And then real quick, as far as television premieres, there's a new miniseries on Netflix that also premieres today. It's called Halston, and it is based on the fashion designer of the same name from the 70s. And he is going to be played by Ewan McGregor. And there are a lot of other stars.
Eddie seems baffled by this. Flabbergasted.
Is he?
No, I've just never heard of that. I just never heard of that person before.
Me either. I had to look him up.
Never heard of him.
But
Ewan McGregor, the person who's the subject of
You're
the
not
film.
A fashionista right. like me, Halston. Eddie. That's I'm a fashionista true. Guy. Halston Street, New York. Come on. Everyone else calls it Houston. No?
Come on. You almost had me joke. For a second.
No, they do call it Halston Street, but it's spelled like Houston. I'm
All
not
right,
kidding.
But
you know, like in Massachusetts, it's like Worcester, but it's everyone else says Worcester.
Yes,
or whatever.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But right. But yeah, lots of stars in this one too. Rory Culkin is going to be playing Joel Shoemaker. Krista Rodriguez is going to be playing Liza Minnelli, who was Halston's closest friend. Bill Pullman is in it. Vera Farmiga. So a lot of stars in that one. That is on Netflix. And then there is another show on Amazon Prime Video. It's available today. It's called The Underground Railroad. It's another miniseries. This is getting a lot of good reviews. It's got a 91 on Metacritic. And basically, it's about an alternate history of America's 19th century South, where the Underground Railroad, instead of being metaphorical, it's an actual subterranean railroad. And so it's getting lots of good
reviews. Don't we call that a subway? No.
Yeah, I guess America's first subway.
I'm just saying. I mean,
yes, but is on Amazon Prime Video, and that is Coop Scoop on Entertainment.
All right, thank you. Very thorough Coop Scoop on Entertainment, made possible by Marcel not calling in or not getting through. That's good. That's more time for Coop.
Glenn's all the cover card.
That's right. And our friends at Discover Card. Glenn's all excited. He says, thank God, no Marcel today. He's overrated. You're a hater, Glenn. How dare you? This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter. I'm looking for a couple of contestants. We are going to have Benny's Balderdash. We'll get to that. It is a cheesy radio game show. We'll have some fun with that. You can brag to your friends that you won, and you don't even have to play. You can play along while we do it. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
His name is Dave, and he's known as Dave.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you can get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. A piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And now, it's just what you've been waiting for. It's Ben's Balderdash.
What the hell is this?
Formerly known as something we're not allowed to say.
Hit it! And away we go. It's time now for Benny's Balderdash, or as the imaging department calls it, Ben's Balderdash. But here we go. Let's play the game each and every week at about this time. Let's welcome in our contestants. We've got a ringer standing by, a man that missed out on $1 million in the great state of Ohio because he acted too soon. Bad
that's
job by
true.
Him. Oh, that's not true. I was told that that was the case.
Are you, I was
Justin,
wrong.
Justin in Cincinnati, you are still eligible for the $1 million?
Yeah, I'm just going to keep going back and get different shots.
I was telling Coop off the air, I said, what's to stop people from doing that?
Well, they're also doing, for kids under 18, college tuition, like a lottery
really?
System. Yeah.
Wow.
I should take all my nieces, nephews.
Giving stuff away. Yeah, it'd be great. Great Uncle Justin. All right, hold on a sec. Justin there in Cincinnati, and you are going against Chris in Boston. Hello, Chris. Uh-oh. Are you there, Chris?
Hey, Ben, how's it going?
There he is. All right, very good. Chris is a semi-regular caller to the show, so we're going to have you play the game. Good luck to you guys. The categories are Alumni Association, and we also have Forgotten Round 2. Forgotten Round 2. Your name is your buzzer. You each get one lifeline. Good luck, gentlemen. And here we go. Which category do you want, Justin?
Alumni.
All right, alumni. All right, I will tell you the athlete again. Tell me what college they went to. For $200, Deshaun Watson.
Justin. Clemson.
That is correct. All right. I will tell you the athlete. Tell me what college they went to for $400, Alumni Association. Carmelo Anthony.
Justin. Syracuse.
All right. That is correct. Chris, are you there, Chris?
I'm here. He's just too quick.
You got to go with the. You got to practice your buzzer.
That's what my ex said.
That's why. Yeah. All right. There you go. All right. $600. The jokes were last hour, you dummy. How dare you? All right, $600. Here we go. I name the athlete. Tell me where they went to college. Ja Morant. Yeah. Not so smart anymore, are we? Huh? Huh. Interesting. Ja Morant.
Small school in Kentucky. I forget it, though.
Yeah, which is not far from where you are, but yeah. Chris, anything? No?
John Morant played
at Murray State. Murray State was where he played. All right. $800, Alumni Association. I name the athlete. Tell me what college they went to. Our Fox Sports Radio colleague, Plaxico Burress.
Justin. Michigan State.
That is correct. Michigan State. Old Sparty, where he got into a disagreement with Nick Saban. All right, $1,000, I name the athlete. Tell me where they went to college from the NFL, Heath Miller.
Chris. Lifeline.
That's a solid, savvy use of the lifeline. Good job by you. Who do you want as your lifeline?
Eddie.
All right, Eddie Garcia, you've been called in.
That former Pittsburgh Steeler went to the University of Virginia.
All right, Chris, you want to go with that?
Yeah.
That is correct. Wow, right back. Well, kind of in the game. At least he still got a shot. Category two is the forgotten round two. These athletes all went undrafted. $200, the only undrafted NFL player ever to win Defensive Player of the Year. This linebacker still stands as the Steelers' all-time sack leader. Also spent some time with the Bengals and the Patriots.
Justin.
James Harrison.
That is correct. $400. This shooting guard played at four different schools during his collegiate career, and he went unnoticed in the 1988 draft, the former sixth man of the year, probably best known for dunking on Michael Jordan with the Knickerbockers. No? Had a terrible game in the NBA Finals. John Starks.
Wow.
Nobody got that. He's an old player now. I think that's it, Cooper. I think that's good. All right, that's it.
What is this?
Well, I agree with you on that. He didn't pay you to call in and promote the podcast. He didn't. Well, better luck next time, Chris. Justin wins again.
Got a murder. Got to go.
I don't have to go anywhere.